We've all been hit by the MLMs, the people that come and try to sell us the business. Now, don't get me wrong, MLMs are great and the products on a lot of them are amazing, but it's the way they sell them. So what are you doing? Are you selling your coaching like an MLM? You've got this great business opportunity, but shh, you've got to come see me first.
Welcome to Small Business Talk for Coaches with Kathy Smith. This podcast is the ultimate resource for coaches looking to transform their coaching passion into a thriving business. Kathy Smith began a journey as a marketing professional in 2001 and has helped thousands of businesses to grow. Kathy specializes in helping coaches and is dedicated to showing you how to get your first clients and then many more. If you are ready to take your coaching practice to the next level, then you are in the right place. Whether you are just starting your coaching journey or you're an experienced coach not seeing the results you desire, then this podcast is for you.
Welcome to Small Business Talk for Coaches, episode 236. We all need a new audience. We've got our qualifications and now we're a coach. Are you trying to sell to your friends? Are you trying to sell to the people you knew in corporate or in your other job? Are they your ideal customers? Are they the people that are going to propel your business? Now, we've talked a lot about niching. Now, niching is really, really important, but remember, you've got to start somewhere. But starting with your friends and telling them you've got this fantastic business opportunity, come see me. Shh, I can't tell you anything about it until you come and talk to me. Sounds a lot like an MLM, doesn't it? Now, don't get me wrong. I love MLMs and I subscribe to some of them. I have some of their products and use them regularly, but I don't buy into the way they sell their business opportunity. And that's not the way that we should be selling coaching. We're not an MLM. We all have fantastic skills. A lot of us are certified. Some of us even have gone to ACC for the International Coaching Federation or higher. But remember, you need to be authentically you, but you also need to be solving your customers' problems, helping them get the value that they need, and making sure that you're telling them, articulating it. So yes, you can do discovery calls and you don't have to tell them what the price is straight up, because sometimes it is a values match and you've got to show them the value first. But don't be that icky, sticky, oh, I can't tell you anything about it until you come talk to me. If somebody outright asks you the price, tell them. If they want to know the details, tell them. But you can always suggest that it would be a really good opportunity for you to come on a free discovery call if that's what you offer. But today's podcast is more about new audiences. You really need to be expanding outside of your current network. And how can you do that? That is the million-dollar question. But let me give you some suggestions. Podcast guesting. Being on somebody else's podcast is a fantastic way to get you in front of other people and to get you in front of their audiences and to get you in front of an audience who already like the podcast host. Now, you've got to be a bit picky and choosy, obviously, because you want an audience that's going to suit you. You also want to pick a podcast that is part of your ethics and beliefs. If you're a swearer, then going on a podcast that swears is fine. But if you're not, then that's probably not going to get you the audience you want. So just think about those connections, the ones that is where your ideal audience is. So have you done your avatar exercise? Have you worked out who your ideal audience is? So if you're looking to buy a sales course, for instance, if you buy a sales course for everybody, that's one product. But if you buy a sales course that is specifically for coaches, now we're niching down. If you buy a sales course that is specifically for coaches in a geographical area, now that's getting even more niched. If you buy a sales course that is for coaches in a geographical area that only do business coaching, doesn't that sound a lot better than just buying a sales course? They're probably in reality the same thing, but you're getting really concrete about who it is that you're selling for. So when you're doing your niching and you're doing your messaging, you need to do that as well. So when you're thinking about going on a podcast, make sure that that fits in with your niche. Now, it doesn't have to be exact, of course, but getting close. So if your niche is in the fitness industry, there would be no point going on a race car podcast, for instance. So you need to be getting those alignments. So podcasting is a great way. Do you have a newsletter? Do you have a way to contact the people that have shown interest? Are you sending them out an email regularly? Now, we think we don't want to bother them. We don't want to get in their face. But if they've only had one contact with you, will they actually remember who you are? They've clicked on maybe an ad that took them to a lead magnet, something they've been able to download, a PDF, something like that. Maybe they got busy and they didn't actually open it. They really wanted it and it looked like good value, but the phone rang or the children came in or the partner or the work thing or the side hustle. You know, we all get busy. All those other things happen. So if you're not in contact with them, maybe they'll forget you. They don't mean to, of course. And it might be just that one time that they get that email that they've got that exact problem that you're solving. Doesn't have to be huge, doesn't have to be long, just add a couple of value. If you're doing a blog post, you could put a snippet of that in and then send them to your website. Great to be engaging traffic and getting that to your website. If you've read a book or maybe an article, maybe you've been researching something and it came up. I was just opening an email and it had a Bob Berg quote. I love Bob Berg. He has a series of books called The Go-Giver, and they're parables. They're all about, well, the first one starts off about a gentleman that is in sales and can't quite get it together. And he gets paired up with a mentor that doesn't seem to do anything, but he's got this massive amount of sales. And what he is he's building those relationships. So that might be something that you could be putting in your email, your newsletter. How often should you do it? Well, it depends on how much value it's giving. If it's giving a lot of value, once a week is fine. Once a day is way too much, in my opinion. So just think about how often you can do it consistently and how often your people would like it. Now, they're not always going to read it. They're not always going to open it, but they're going to see your name and your name pop up again, and then they're going to open it. Sometimes it takes up to 20 touch points before people will actually engage in what you're talking about. And it depends on their pain point, of course, when they need it. If they need it right now and your email pops up or it popped up a couple of days ago, then they're more likely to remember you and reach out. So make sure that you are keeping in constant contact with them, because that's important. They need to know that you're there, and they need to know that you can help them. You've got that solution. You've got the expertise. You talk the way they talk. The messaging's on par. All of those kind of things. Now, don't discard traditional marketing. So a great way to get in front of people is to hold a workshop. Yes, you can do it online, but if you're looking to work with business owners or people in your local geographical area, having an in-person workshop can be a real cut-through. Not many people do it these days, so doing that can be huge. It can make such a difference to people. So thinking about what kind of things can you do? Maybe go a bit old school. Maybe even do a letterbox drop or pamphlet drop to people in your area. How many things do we get in the mailbox these days? How many things are interesting? You might still get the odd bill or two if you haven't put those online, but we don't get a lot of interesting mail. So what can you do to make it interesting? Can you put it in an envelope and put a paperclip in it or something that just makes it stick up a little bit? Just so it's got that interest factor so that you can then potentially have them open it. Can you invite them to something? If you've written a book, is it a book launch? Could it be just an afternoon tea? Could it be an information session? What is it that you could invite them to? Is it a little snippet? Could it be a 30-minute meditation if you're a health coach? Could it be a free session to the gym if you're a gym or a fitness coach? What is it that you can offer them that's maybe a little bit different to what everybody else is doing at the moment? Speaking. Are you getting out in front of people? Things like Rotary, Lion, Sonta, Probus, Seroptimus, all those kind of groups always love to have people come and speak. If you're doing business coaching, quite a few of those groups have business people in. If you're doing other types of coaching, maybe you're doing parenting. Is there a mums group? Is there a PNC, Parents and Citizens, or I think there's some other names for them as well, but that school group. What kind of groups can you go and offer your expertise? Maybe it's just a 10-minute, half an hour speaking spot. Is there other people in your area that you could do maybe a one-day masterclass? Think about going back to doing things in person if that's how you do your coaching, because there's not a lot of that happening at the moment. And they don't have to be free. You could get together with three or four other people in your area, industry, and charge. It could be a half a day pampering if you're into the wellness space. It could be a five tips to propel your business. If you're doing business coaching, you might bring in an accountant. You might bring in maybe a lawyer who's doing legal side of it. All those different things. What is it that you can do that is a bit different? Because what you need to be doing is expanding out your audience. But make sure when you do these sort of things that there is an offer. There is something that they can buy. Now, if they're paying in particular, don't make it too salesy. Give them great value. And at the end, give them the opportunity to do an offer. But you need to be able to capitalize on your time, capitalize on these connections. And it may be just a case of it's just a discovery call afterwards. Or it may be just join your community. Maybe you've got a free Facebook or put them on your database. Now, be careful with that. You need to make sure that they are opting in and that you're not just adding them. So just literally by handing out a business card is not opting in. You just need to say to them, I've got some really great value that I send out every week. Wondered if you'd like to be included. If they say no, well, that is it. So just be a bit careful with that and make sure you are respecting people's privacy and you are asking, because it's nothing worse than meeting somebody once and suddenly being attached to their mailing list about their latest thing that they're doing in another area or online at a time that you can't attend, something like that. But you need to be expanding your audience and thinking of who you can talk to, how you can talk to. And remember, word of mouth is really powerful. So if you're running one of these workshops, send it out to your network. Ask them if there's somebody that they know that might be interested. And you can always do a two for one. That's a great way to bring in some extra people. So there's many different opportunities that you can have there to expand your audience. To grow your coaching business, you need to get in front of people. You need to ask for the sale. You need to tell them that you've got things to offer. So making sure that you are giving them an opportunity to try it, to get that value, to see how you talk, to see how you coach and what your systems are like. And then you never know. You might be expanding into areas you never thought you would. So niche, get your messaging straight, make the offer, ask for the sale. Talk to as many people as possible. Have a fantastic week and remember, enjoy your journey. Hey, did you enjoy this podcast? Why don't you go and check out the Coach's Marketing Roadmap, your step-by-step guide to accelerate your journey to a thriving coaching business. The coachesmarketingroadmap.com.au. And don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk for Coaches podcast. Go to smallbusinesstalk.com.au for all the show notes from this episode. Remember, coaches, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode. Take action and implement it. Coaches, you've got this. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Remember, just start. One step at a time, take consistent action, and enjoy your journey.